We're talking high school volleyball here on KSOM Radio. And talking Riverside Bulldog volleyball with their head coach, Brooke Flathers. And, Coach, a new season upon us. How are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
Good. I mean, we have a lot of good things going for us, I think. We have a senior group who's stepped up in their leadership this year already, I think. And, you know, a lot of kids who are ready to compete and play and fight this season.
So who are the seniors that you do expect to lead the team this year?
We have three seniors, Ayla Richardson, Sophia Taylor, and Ellie Henderson. All three have played for us since their freshman year, and they are highly motivated to have a strong senior season. So it's been good. They've been rallying the girls around them, and it's been good.
What are the spots for each one? Give me a little more detail on each one of those seniors, what spots they're playing, and what you expect from each one of them.
Yeah, Ayla's one of those kids that she's adapted to whatever role we throw at her any year. She started as a setter her freshman year, and she's come a long way in all aspects of the game. Sophie and Ellie are both hitters, and they have had strong performances every year, and they're probably going to be some go-tos that we look to this year, as well as some other kids. And yeah,
very good. You had a lot of offensive numbers a year ago after a 27-11 season. Over 1,000 kills for 1 year. That's pretty impressive. Is that always been the strength of this team, is to generate offense?
I would say previous years were very defensive-driven team, and I would say the same will be true this year. I think we are fortunate to return several hitters from last year, that it's going to be a good matchup on both sides of the ball this year, I think.
How about setting? I mean, Ayla Richardson, I guess, would be key there. What makes her such strong as a setter, 636 assists a year ago?
Yeah, Ayla's done a great job for us at the setter role over the last few years, and she's, you know, works hard every single day in practice, and she's communicating well with her teammates this year, and yeah, she does a great job. She's a strong leader for us for sure.
Defensively, you lose Carly Henderson, who had 381 digs. How do you see your defensive position there, libero position there, coming into this season?
Yeah, I think fortunate for us is, although we do lose Carly, she left a strong impact on the kids that we do have returning on the defensive end of the ball. And she, you know, did a great job of explaining things to them last year and talking them through things and working with them, that I think we're in a good spot. And we'll kind of see how that all plays out as preseason goes on in the next few weeks.
So that's still a spot up in the air on who that libero is.
Yeah, I mean, our program will shuffle the deck every year and see who fits best where and what's best for the team. And, I mean, our kids know that'll change year to year. So,
how overall do you feel about just the team's defense and your approach there?
Good. We're focusing a lot on grit and being gritty. If we can be gritty on defense, then we'll pick up a lot of balls this season. I mean, we're fortunate to have several athletes in our program who can all do a really good job for us on defense in terms of that gritty aspect. So
how about serving 200 some aces a year ago, a 93% efficiency rate for serving? Do you like what you see there?
Yeah, our seniors, actually, that's one of the goals that they have set for this year, is they want to be an aggressive serving team. But I mean, it's finding that balance between aggressive with aces and errors. So, you know, that's something we're going to focus a lot on in preseason here, is getting a lot of reps in on the serving line.
Well, also what's impressive from the numbers last year was the blocking numbers, and it looks like your top three blockers are all back. I mean, is that another area that you're excited about with what this team can do and talent coming back?
Yeah, I would say so. Our kids do a good job of really buying into blocking. Sometimes you get, you know, kids that just want to, I'm just supposed to throw my hands up above the net. But our kids, when they go up to block, they go up with a purpose to get a kill off of it. Or not a kill off it, but score a point for their team and help our defense out by being in their spots.
So 27 wins a year ago, made it to the regional finals, where you fell to Ankeny Christian, one step away from the state tournament. What are the goals of this year's teams? Is, I'm sure state has got to be on the horizon, but you know, what do you set that ahead of time? How are you feeling about goals, expectations coming into this year overall?
Yeah, I mean, our kids have a lot of goals this year. When we talk about goals, we set those big end goals. I mean, their goal is to go up to state and make some noise. And, you know, along the way, we have to talk about what are our goals along the way. And so, you know, we talk about conference, we talk about matches, we talk about tournaments, we talk about in practice goals, because I mean, the only way to hit that big end goal, which they're very motivated and that's kind of what they're eyeing, you know, but we've got to have goals in practice every day and take baby steps, and it's one day at a time from here.
And what do you see as the number one key for this team to come together to achieve your goals?
I think trust. I think we have to trust each other to do their jobs and, you know that everybody's going to have a bump in the road once in a while, but we have to trust each other and be locked in and trusting enough to give them that ball back.
Well, it should be an exciting time for the Bulldog volleyball team this fall. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Brooke Flathers, head coach for Riverside Volleyball, with us here on KSOM.